जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 Hare Hare Hare. Jayo Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Jayo Panchatattva Panchatattva Panchatattva. Jayo Panchatattva. Jayo Jaye Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki jaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 5th chapter, text 38. Sarve rupayer hantavyah sambhoja shayanasanae suri linga dhara shatrur Muner dushtam ivendriyam sarve rupayer hantavyah sambhoja shayanasanae suri linga dhara shatru muner dushtam ivendriyam Sarve rupayer hantavyah sambhoja shayanasanae suri linga dhara shatru muner dushtam ivendriyam. Matajis. Alleluia. Survey by all. Upayai means hantavyaha must be killed. Sambhoja by eating. Shayana lying down. Asanai by sitting. Surit Lingadharaha, who has assumed the role of a friend. Shatru, an enemy. Mune, of a great sage. Dushtam, uncontrollable. Eva, like. Indriyam, the senses. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Translation. Just as uncontrolled senses are the enemies of all yogis engaged in advancing in spiritual life, this Prahlad, who appears to be a friend, is an enemy because I cannot control him. Therefore, this enemy, whether eating, sitting or sleeping, must be killed by all means. Purport. Hiranyakashipu planned a campaign to kill Prahlad Maharaj. He would kill his son by administering poison to him while he was eating, by making him sit in boiling oil, or by throwing him under the feet of an elephant while he was lying down. Thus Hiranyakashipu decided to kill this innocent child who was only 5 years old, simply because the boy had become a devotee of the Lord. This is the attitude of non-devotees towards devotees. Om Agyan Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamshcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaur Tvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama राम राम हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. I seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees, especially senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada, to try to repeat Srila Prabhupada's message here. The blessings of the Vaishnavas, even a dumb man can speak and a lame man can cross the mountain by the mercy of Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas. This particular section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the 7th canto, is very instructive. How in this material world a devotee is often persecuted, and how his faith in Krishna and his holy name remains strong in spite of all difficulties. We see this throughout religious history, whether in Satya Yuga or in Kali Yuga, that Prabhupada writes in the purport, this is the attitude of non-devotees towards devotees. We find 500 years back, Haridas Thakur was persecuted very close to this place in Phulia, where he was being beaten in 22 marketplaces. And the Nawab actually told him that if you just stop preaching, we will leave you. But Haridas Thakur was so determined. Khanda khanda hai deha jadi jai pran. Even if my body is cut into hundreds of pieces, I cannot give up the chanting of Hare Krishna. It's a determination. Dhrida nishchaya. Utsaha dhairya nishchaya. And of course, Lord protected Haridas Thakur by covering his body with his own body. Lord Gauranga covered Haridas Thakur's body with his own body. The relationship between the Lord and the devotee is so intimate. Krishna, devotees, and devotional service, this is the essence of all spiritual life. How a devotee, for the pleasure of the Lord, is willing to undergo any difficulties, tribulations, and risks, just to spread the message of the Lord, just to serve Krishna. And reciprocally, how the Lord, for the pleasure of his devotee, to protect his devotee, is willing to do anything. In the Mahabharata, we see that Lord Krishna broke his own promise. Krishna had taken a promise that I will not lift up any weapon. But to keep up the promise of Bhishma Dev, Krishna broke his own promise. So, a devotee is completely dependent on Krishna, and Krishna reciprocates with the dependence by giving him all protection. Srila Prabhupada writes in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that the mercy of the Lord is available to the degree a devotee depends on him. The more one depends on Krishna, the more he is assured of all protection. In the story of Ambarish Maharaj, we see when he was attacked by the creature created by Durvasa Muni, Ambarish Maharaj was totally dependent on Krishna. He was just remembering Krishna. Remembrance of Krishna is actually the greatest protection. That's why when Haridas Thakur was asked in the Mahaprakash Leela, what benediction do you want? Lord Chaitanya was fulfilling the desire of all the devotees one by one. Haridas Thakur simply prayed, "My Lord, I just want to remember you. I am unable to remember you." In spite of chanting 192 rounds, he was feeling himself so humble. He was feeling that I am not able to remember you as intensely as I should. And then Haridas Thakur quoted all these pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj, how Prahlad was thrown in a pit of poisonous snakes. He was put in boiling oil were thrown in front of elephants, and Prahlad simply remembered Krishna. The essence of all religion is to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. And that is possible in Kali Yuga by always chanting Hare Krishna. What Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita, Man Mana Bhav Mad Bhakto, always think of me, remember me, is practically taught by Lord Chaitanya by always taking shelter of the holy name. The essence of all of these great Vaishnavas like Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, or in modern world Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada, is how in all situations they were always taking shelter of Krishna's holy name. That is a true protection. Rakshati Krishna iti Vishwasu. This is one of the signs of surrender. The devotee has full faith that Krishna will protect me. Or if Krishna wants to kill me, that is also wonderful. Sometimes we see in religious history that a devotee gives up his life trying to fight for the Lord, like the great bird Jatayu in the Ramayana. Jatayu knew that when I fight with Ravan, he's so powerful, I stand no chance. It's no chance of winning. Ravan was young and powerful. Jatayu was very old and weak. But still, Jatayu thought, I have given a word to Lord Ramchandra that I will try to protect Mother Sita. So he gave his every breath to fight for the Lord, and then gave up his body fighting for the Lord. So in either case, a devotee is glorious because he is always remembering Krishna. One who remembers Krishna, he is always protected. So we see this in case of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur also. He was threatened by some people that if you are going to preach, you may be killed. One of the police officers told him that I have been given money just to keep quiet, and they are going to try to kill you. But Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was fearless. He did not stop preaching. Lord Jesus Christ knew that if he continued preaching, he will be persecuted and killed. He did not stop preaching. And Srila Prabhupada was also threatened once, you know, flee or die, you know, you run away or you may be killed. But Srila Prabhupada never stopped preaching. See, in our own lives, we may face small dangers compared to these great Mahajans, the difficulties we encounter in devotional service. We can take inspiration from the lives of these great devotees, how to depend on Krishna and be fearless. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur writes in his beautiful song, Manasa deha geha jo kichu mora, arpilu tuva pade nanda kishura. My body, my mind, my house, everything I surrender unto you. Maro bhi rakho bhi jo ichha tohar, nitya dasa prati tuva adhikar. Maro bhi rakho bhi. Whether you want to kill me, then protect me. Either case, I am completely dependent on you. You know what is best for me. Please do whatever you think is pleasing to you. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, when he was trying to bring this, you know, the so-called God, Bhishaksen, who was calling himself God, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur arrested him and he was tried in the court. So at that time, this Bhishaksen, who went to be mystical, he had some powers. He tried to, you know, create disturbance in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life, family members. But still, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was determined. That's my duty, to protect religion by bringing this rascal arrested and punished. And he did this with complete faith that Krishna is with me. If we have just faith in this one truth, that Krishna is always with me, he is always protecting me, then we are fearless. भजहु रे मन श्री नंद नंदन अभय चरणार विंदर. गोविंदास कविराज सेज दैट माई माइंड भजहु रे मन श्री नंदन, टेक शेल्टर ऑफ नंद नंदन कृष्ण, अभय चरणार विंदर. हिस लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्ण अवॉर्ड्स फियरलेसनेस टू ऑल कंडीशन सोल्स. जस्ट बाय थिंकिंग ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्ण वन बिकम्स प्यूरिफाइड. In the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained that just like the striking of the thunderbolt would cut down mountain to pieces, similarly, just by thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna, volumes and volumes of sinful activities are destroyed, just by thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna. The devotee should always be meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna. It is explained in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, it's a very holy place near Varanasi. Generally, this is a place one goes to perform the rites for a departed soul. When Lord Chaitanya's father, Jagannath Mishra, left, at that time Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya. And there he saw this very special temple, Vishnu Pad Padma, the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Not a full deity, but just the lotus feet of Vishnu. In ancient times, Lord's lotus feet were washed there. And Lord Chaitanya was beholding this lotus feet, and some brahmanas were offering puja, incense and lamps to the Lord. And they were offering these prayers, which were something like, these are the same lotus feet from where Mother Ganga originates. These are the same lotus feet which are served by Mother Lakshmi Devi. Pada Sevanam. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva also meditate on these lotus feet. And that's explained in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that one who meditates even for a half sesame seed of worth of time, that means less than a second, if that much time, if you meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna, one is not subject to the punishment of Yamaraj. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written a beautiful song in this connection. Ekono bujino prabhu tomare charan. Your lotus feet, I have understood. Ashoka bhayamrita purna sarvakhana. They are Ashoka, free one from all lamentation. Abhaya, free from fear. Jepade lage rama tapasya korila. Lakshmi Devi performed austerities to attain this lotus feet. Je charane Narad Muni Hriday Dharila. Narad Muni beholds this lotus feet in his heart. Because of the meditation on these lotus feet, Shiva Shivatva Labhila. Lord Shiva bears the name Shiva, which means auspicious, because he is always meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. The Srimad Bhagavatam explains that this material world is compared to a huge ocean, unsurpassable. But समाशिताये पदप्लवम महत पदम पुण्य यशो मुरारी भवाम बुद्धिर वत्स पदम 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 यद्विपदम नतेशं. That just by taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, one can cross over this material world very easily. The entire ocean becomes very insignificant, like the water contained in the hoof print of a calf. It's just one can, without any effort, just cross it, just by taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. And what does it mean to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet? Is to follow his instructions, especially in Kali Yuga. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar Nama Haite Hai Sarva Jagat Uddhar. In this age of Kali, Lord has advented in the form of the holy name. And by taking shelter, many times we may be chanting, but we are not actually taking shelter. The mood of shelter is exemplified in the life of the Brajabasis. When they would, in Vrindavan, when some demons would come, or when there was rainfall sent by Indra, they would cry out to Krishna for help. When they were attacked by a forest fire, they would cry out to Krishna for help. So we are all being surrounded by these flames of material existence. Sometimes even in the community of devotees, so many things may take place which may disturb us, but if we take shelter of Krishna's holy name, we are always protected. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, sampade vipade jivane marane. Sampade vipade, in good situations or bad situation, jivane marane, in life or in death, I take shelter of your lotus feet. Another song he says, grihe thako vane thako sada hari boli dako. In all situations, one should cry out for the mercy of the Lord by chanting his holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In one nice purport of Srila Prabhupada in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he explains this song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhagati Vinoda Prabhu Charane Podiya Sei Hari Nama Mantra Loi Lo Magiya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in this is the last line of one song, Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago. It says, Bhagati Vinoda Prabhu Charana Podiya. Prabhupada translates that Bhaktivinoda Thakur falls at the feet of the Lord, having taken shelter of the lotus feet of the holy name. Prabhupada writes, following in the footsteps of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we should be falling at the feet of the Lord. We should be taking shelter of the holy name, knowing that this is my only hope. There's nothing else except the holy name. Beginning from the neophyte level till the liberated stage, my only hope is the holy name. Yesterday was the disappearance day of Srila Sanatana Goswami, one of our predecessor acharyas, who was one great example of a person who was the personification of humility, the most important quality in devotional service, which Lord Chaitanya said, I raise my arms and declare, this Trinadapi Sunichena. This quality was personified in the life of Sanatana Goswami. Once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, he called for Sanatana Goswami. Lord Chaitanya was in a garden called Jameshwar Tota. It's near the Tota Gopinath temple. Jameshwar Tota is the temple of Lord Shiva. For those who have been to Jagannath Puri, you may have seen it is somewhat below the ground level. Not many people visit this temple nowadays. And Lord Chaitanya was sitting and he told Govinda to call for Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami came running. He came running by this through the route where there was sand on the beach of the ocean. So the month of May and June, where it was like hot burning fire. And Sanatana Goswami was so enthusiastic. He came running, although his feet were burning. And Lord Chaitanya he asked him, Sanatan, Kona Patha Aila, which path did you take? There were two ways to come. One was the way, cool, the place where the Jagannath temple was. It was a very cool, shady area where he could have come comfortably. And the other was the place on the bank of the ocean, which was hot like fire. And Lord Chaitanya asked, which route did you take? And Sanatan explained that he came by the sea beach. Lord Chaitanya asked him, why did you not take the route which was cool? So Sanatana, in his transcendental humility, he replied that if near the Jagannath temple, there are many pujaris who are going in and out of the temple, and if they were to see me or touch me, they would become impure. I am so impure that somebody who would see me or touch me would become impure. So I did not come by that path. And then Lord Chaitanya asked him, but you came by the sea beach, it was burning, there may be blisters on your feet. And Sanatana Goswami said, when I heard that you were calling me, I was so happy, I did not even know what's happening to my feet. And Lord Chaitanya was so pleased by his humility. He replied, Yadyapi tumi hau jagat pavan, toma dekhe pavitra hoye Deva Muni Gan. He said, Sanatana, you are actually Jagat Pavan. You are fit to purify the whole world. Toma dekhe pavitra hoye Deva Muni Gan. Even the demigods become purified by seeing you. Tathapi Maryada Rakshan, Maryada Rakshan ei Sadhura Bhushan. You have observed the etiquette. The observance of etiquette is the ornament for a devotee. Sanatana Goswami had this special quality. There are four great devotees in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes through whom Lord Chaitanya taught four great lessons. Through Sanatana Goswami, he taught humility. Through Srila Haridas Thakur, he taught the quality of tolerance. Through the great Raya Ramananda, Lord Chaitanya taught the quality of dhira, being undisturbed in all situations. And through Damodar Pandit, he taught the quality of non-duplicity, complete frankness. Sanatana Goswami, as many of you may be knowing, he was born in such a great family of Saraswat Brahman family, and he was so learned, so intelligent, that the Nawab asked him to become Prime Minister, although Sanatana actually refused. He did not want any post. But the Nawab threatened him that if you don't take this post, then we may persecute the Hindus. So Sanatana had to reluctantly accept the post of Prime Minister. He was expert in all ways. And when Rupa and Sanatana, they were now in Ram Keli, acting as Prime Minister and as Finance Minister. But in their hearts, they were just longing. They had in Ram Keli the place where Radha Madan Mohan was being worshipped. And they were just waiting to get out of the situation. When Lord Chaitanya visited Ram Keli, Rupa and Sanatana went to meet him in a private place, incognito, in the middle of the night. They put a piece of cloth around their neck, straw between their teeth, a sign of humility, and fell down at the feet of the Lord in a most humble manner. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Daya Maya, Patita Pavana Jaya, Jaya Mahashay. My dear Lord, you are Patita Pavana. Nicha Jati, Nicha Sangi, Kori Nicha Karya. I am very low. I am serving low class people. My activities are so low that I feel embarrassed to even speak about them. You have advented to deliver the most fallen, and I am the most fallen. We heard that in Navadvip you delivered Jagai and Madhai, but that was not a difficult task for you, because Jagai and Madhai, they were always staying in the dham, and they were from Brahman families, and they never accepted service of low class people like we did. We too are millions of times inferior to Jagai and Madhai. And this is not just words, but they were feeling like this. This genuine humility is a price to get the mercy of the Lord from the core of the heart. The Bible also says, only the humble and the meek shall inherit the kingdom of the God. We find this a common thread of all great Vaishnavas, whether of modern times or of ancient times, just feeling oneself so fallen, so meek, humble. And then Rupa and Sanatana said, my dear Lord, we have heard that Jagai and Madhai had performed sinful activities, but volumes and volumes of sinful activity are eradicated just by once chanting the name of Gauranga. Gauranga. And Jagai and Madhai would say your name in the way of blasphemy. Sometimes they would say your name, and your name is so powerful that no matter how one says the name, one gets purified. It's like fire. You put your hand in fire knowingly, the hands will be burned. But if somebody puts the hand unknowingly, still it will be burned. My dear Lord, for us to attain your mercy is like for a dwarf to try to touch the moon. There's no hope. We feel so depressed upon seeing our disqualification. But you are so merciful. Please be kind to us. And let me tell you one piece of information, that if you do not show us mercy, you will not find more fit candidates. You are Patita Pavan and we are Patit. In this way they completely humbled themselves in front of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya said, he actually control your humility, said. Just by seeing your humility, my heart breaks. And Lord Chaitanya said, From today, your name will be Rupa and Sanatan. Earlier, Nawab had given them the name Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik. This was a perverted form of initiation. And the real initiation, Prabhupada writes, is when Lord Chaitanya gave them the name Rupa and Sanatan. And he said, Tumi Dui Bhai Mora Nitya Kinkar, you two are my eternal servants. Lord Chaitanya told them that you have been writing letters to me and I gave one reply. That just like a woman who is attached to a person other than her husband does her duty so nicely so that the husband does not suspect. So similarly, you should do your worldly duties in such a nice way that nobody suspects. Lord Chaitanya then put his hand over the head of Rupa and Sanatan. Rupa and Sanatan, they were so humble, they wanted to touch the feet of, they put their head at the lotus feet of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya told all the devotees to bless Rupa and Sanatan. And Rupa and Sanatan took the dust of the lotus feet of all the devotees. Later on, when Sanatan Goswami wanted to leave his job, the Nawab put him in jail. For many months he was in jail. It's another case of persecution. And Sanatan somehow bribed the jail keeper and escaped from the jail. He had to walk several hundreds of kilometers from Bengal all the way till Varanasi. With practically no food, just running to meet Lord Chaitanya. This kind of determination is the price for getting Krishna's mercy. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they are glorious. Tyaktva turnamashesha mandalapati shrenim sada tuchavat bhutva dina ganeshaka karunaya kaupina kanthashrit. Many of the Goswamis, they were like landlords. They were practically millionaires. But they gave up everything, tuchavat, as insignificant, just to be with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of a Jamindar, Govardhan Majumdar. But he abandoned everything just to serve the mission of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Sanatana Goswami reached Varanasi, Lord Chaitanya was in the home of Chandrasekhar, and Lord Chaitanya being the Paramatma could understand. So Chandrasekhar, just see outside, some mendicant is there, call him inside. Chandrasekhar opened the door and he saw Sanatana Goswami in a very strange attire and with long hairs, and he said, there is no mendicant outside. There's just some darvish, a Muslim fakir is there. So Lord Chaitanya said, call him in. When Sanatan came, Lord Chaitanya ran to embrace him. Sanatan said, please don't touch me. I am impure. And Lord Chaitanya said, I am touching you for my purification. The perfection of the eyes is to see devotees. The perfection of the sense of touch is to touch the feet of the devotees. And the perfection of the tongue is to glorify devotees. And later on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave immense knowledge for almost 2 months on the bank of the Ganga at Varanasi. Several chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita are dedicated to the conversation between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was asking questions. And the way he asked this question is indicative of the mood of a disciple towards his spiritual master. We see in the Bhagavad Gita also that in the first chapter Arjuna is speaking mostly and Krishna is not so much. Krishna doesn't speak much. But in the second chapter Arjuna humbles himself. Karpanya dosho pahato sabhav prichyami tvam dharma samuda cheta. Yachriyasya nishitam bruhitanme shishyaste ham shadi mam tvam prapannam. I am a disciple, I have surrendered to you. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami, he says, Gramme vevare pandit kori mani, apana hit hit kishu nahi jani. People call me very learned, I don't know who am I. Please instruct me. Lord Chaitanya, he explains, Jivera swarupa hai, Krishner and Nityadas, the living entity is eternal servant of Krishna and is suffering because of forgetfulness of Krishna. And then in one chapter, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains the process of devotional service. He explains that the living entity are classified into two types. There is the Nitya Mukta and there is the Nitya Baddha. There are some who are eternally liberated and there are some who are conditioned. The liberated souls, they are always engaged in Krishna's service. They never forget. And the conditioned souls, they suffer in this material world, different types of sufferings because of being opposed to Krishna consciousness. The living entity in the conditioned stage tries to serve Maya in different ways and is kicked again and again until he meets a bona fide guru who directs him to serve Krishna. Lord Chaitanya explains that if somebody just once prays to Krishna, Krishna tomar hai yadi bole ek bar, maya badh hai te Krishna tare kare par. If one says once, Krishna, I am yours. I have forgotten you for many, many births, but now I take shelter of your lotus feet. Such, this one prayer is so pleasing to Krishna that Krishna will always give him shelter. And Lord Chaitanya is quoting from Ramayana, that famous verse, Sakrid eva prapanna tava smiti yachate abhayam sarvada tasme dadami etad vratam mama. This verse was spoken by Lord Ramchandra when Vibhishan, the brother of Ravan, gave up Ravan's company and decided to join Lord Ramchandra's party. Lord Ramchandra asked the opinion of all the leading monkeys like Sugriva and Hanuman whether we should accept him. Sugriva was a little doubtful. He was saying, we don't know. After all, he is coming from Ravan's side. He may be a spy. But then Lord Ramchandra asked Hanuman. And Hanumanji, he explained that I have observed very carefully his behavior. And I think he has come with sincere desire. We should accept him. So Lord Ramchandra gives his decision to accept Vibhishan. But still Sugriva is somewhat skeptical. So Lord Ramchandra speaks this verse to Sugriva. He says, Sugriva, what to speak of Vibhishan? Even if Ravan, that evil demon, if he comes to take shelter of me, I will give him all protection. It is my vow that one who once says, my dear Lord, I am yours, I surrender unto you, I will never reject him. A devotee sometimes may take shelter of the Lord and be carried away by Maya, but Krishna will always bring him back. This is my promise. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that sometimes a devotee may engage in devotional service with material desires and he may want some material things. In that case, Lord Chaitanya explains that akama sarva kamo va moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena jayate purusham para. That whether one is akama, desiring nothing, whether he desires to merge into the Lord, or whether he wants to serve Krishna without any motivation, or whether he wants everything, if he worships Krishna, he is intelligent. And one who serves Krishna with material intentions, it's a very nice Bengali verse, Krishna kahe ama bhaje means he is serving me, ama bhaje mage vishe sukh, amrit chhadi vish mage e bada murkh. That this devotee, ama bhaje, he is serving me, but he wants material enjoyment. It's like somebody who is rejecting nectar and he wants poison. Because material enjoyment is like poison. But then Lord Krishna responds by saying, ami vigya e murkha. That this mixed devotee, he is a murkha. He is foolish. But ami vigya, I am not foolish, I am intelligent. Vishay kena diba. Swacharanamrita diya vishay bhulaiva. I will give him swacharanamrita, my own lotus feet, and make him forget material enjoyment. So in this way, a devotee who serves Krishna in any way, whether mixed motivations or pure motivations, eventually becomes purified. I will conclude by one short story about from the life of Sanatan Goswami. That Sanatan Goswami, he was, when he came to Jagannath Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya, this was after he was staying in Vrindavan. As he was traveling, he drank some water which was not, which was polluted water. And because of this, he contracted a disease. And the disease was so bad that there was itching sores all over his body. And then he was thinking when he reached Puri that I am such a low person, my body is useless. And when I go to see Jagannath Puri, when I reach Jagannath Puri, I cannot see Lord Jagannath because he had served Muslims, he was not allowed entrance into the temple. So, and then I cannot see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's quarters are near the Jagannath temple. So what can I do? I think best thing is I should commit suicide. I should sacrifice this body. And when Rath Yatra takes place, Lord Jagannath will come out and I will fall at the front of the wheel. And in this way, I will give my body. And in this way, I will end my life. So Sanatana Goswami was thinking like this. And he went to Puri. While in Puri, he was staying with Haridas Thakur. And he was talking to Haridas Thakur. And suddenly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And both of them offered obeisances. And Haridas Thakur told to Lord Chaitanya, this is Sanatana, he is offering respects to you. Lord Chaitanya came to embrace Sanatan, but Sanatan said, Morana Chua Prabhu, please, please do not touch me. I am from a low caste and there are infections on my body. But Lord Chaitanya forcibly embraced him. And all the oozing, this moisture, this pus touched the body of Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya asked Sanatan, everything is okay? And Sanatan replied, very beautiful answer. He said, Parama Mangala Dekhino Tomara Charan. Because I am seeing your lotus feet, everything is auspicious. So auspiciousness means remembering Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. Inauspicious means forgetting Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya was asking Sanatana Goswami about other details and he told him that Rupa Goswami was here and just some time back your other brother Anupam left his body. And Lord Chaitanya, and Sanatana Goswami said, actually Anupam was a pure devotee of Lord Ramchandra. And myself and Rupa, Rupa and Sanatana tried to convince him to worship Krishna. But he could not give up thinking of Lord Ramchandra. He said, I can give up my body, but I cannot give up service to Lord Ramchandra. And Lord Chaitanya said, yes, yes. In this similar incident, I also tested Murari Gupta like this, who could not give up thinking of Ram. And one day after this incident took place, Lord Chaitanya suddenly called Sanatana and said, Sanatana, if one can attain Krishna by giving up his body, I can give up millions of body without hesitation. You should understand that deha tyage Krishna nahi paye. Simply by giving up one's body, one cannot attain Krishna. Acts such as suicide are influenced by the mode of ignorance. And you cannot understand Krishna in the mode of ignorance. So then Lord Chaitanya gave the secret. He said, Kubuddhi chhadiya kara shravana kirtan. Achira paibe tabe Krishna charan. Give up all your nonsensical desires that are unfavorable for taking shelter of Krishna and engage in hearing and chant. That way you will attain Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya qualified by saying, Nicha jati nahi Krishna bhajanera ayogya. One who is of a low caste is not disqualified from serving Krishna. Or simply by being very aristocratic, that does not make one qualified. It's only humility. Dinera adhik daya kare Bhagavan. Pandita kulina bada abhiman. Lord Krishna shows more mercy to one who is fallen. And then Lord Chaitanya says, among all the bhakti, there are 9 ways of bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam. And the last one, the most important one is, taramade sarvashreshta nama sankirtan, niraparade namalaye pai premadhan. That among all the 9 processes of devotional service, the most important is to offenselessly chant the holy name Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Srila Prabhupada quotes in the purport one verse by Sanatana Goswami, which glorifies the holy name. Jayati jayati namananda rupe murare viramita nija dharma dhyana pujadi yatnam. All glories to the holy name which causes the devotee to give up all conventional religious duty. Even once uttered, the holy name gives liberation, and that holy name is the highest treasure, and it's my life and my only treasure. So there's some very touching incidents from the life of Sanatan Goswami. Please bless me, all the assembled devotees can follow in the footsteps of Sanatan Goswami and try to chant purely the holy name. I beg the mercy of all the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Jai. You want to say something? Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Sanatana Goswami ki jai.